Growing up, Nick Scaramuza's childhood home never had its own St. Joseph's Day altar. It didn't need one, said the co-owner of the Lost Love Lounge in the Marigny.
On my block alone, Calorec and Charters, there were at least four or five altars on that one block. And then if you went a few blocks away to like St. Mary's Italian Church, which is the Ursuline Convent, or St. Peter and Paul, or St. Vincent de Paul, all of these churches had altars in them.
So when Scaramuza went to live in New York for 3 years following Hurricane Katrina, he missed a lot of things from back home. But what he realized he missed most were the St. Joseph's Day altars. No one in New York knew anything about them. Scaramuza decided to build his own altar upon returning to New Orleans. And that's what he did, at Lost Love. The response from the community to that first St. Joseph's Day celebration was surprising.
That was 4 years ago. It was massive. You know, I was like, really? Because I didn't expect the whole. I wasn't really doing it for everybody. I was just doing it for us and, you know, tradition. And then the next year, it kind of doubled again and doubled. And this year, I'm actually going to put some tables and tents outside because now the overflow is unbelievable now.
St. Joseph's Day honors the patron saint of Sicily and came about centuries ago when a drought wiped out most of the crops, causing a famine. The Sicilians prayed to St. Joseph, and eventually the rains came.
And then, you know, those crops were able to flourish. And in honor of that, they kind of created these altars in his honor, and they kind of took a life of their own.
That's Carl Schubert, executive chef at Cafe Adelaide in the Lowe's Hotel on Poydras Street. Chef Carl grew up in a Sicilian-American household in New Orleans and has his own St. Joseph's Day memories.
In the spring, this time of year, my grandmother, all her friends would get together and they would start preparing what was like this endless feast, this endless kind of task. It was a very secretive kind of thing. You couldn't see the altar before it was done. And it was just, you know, being a little kid, you're kind of tugging at your grandmother's coattails or apron, I should say, in that case. And you're always interested in what they were doing because they were always cooking something. They were always involved and they always had people over. And that's how Italian households were. So it was very much a fun time of year.
Chef Carl is planning the first ever St. Joseph's Day altar for the cafe and hotel. The idea?
To continue to carry on the tradition, but do it kind of in our own way, and really be able to showcase it for people that, you know, for locals, for tourists who might enter the hotel as well and say, wow, what is that? To be educated on how things are here and different things that we do.
Typically, a St. Joseph's Day altar is three-tiered. Beyond that,
a lot of it has memorabilia, you know, some things that are tied to Catholic religion. A lot of things are tied to the Italian heritage as well, flags, things like that. But then you have breads and pastries are a big part of it. And then anything and everything from crabs to crawfish and different things like that. And then there are some more personal items, which, you know, I'm going to feature, like my grandmother wrote a cookbook. I'm going to have that on there, some pictures of us together, some dishes that she liked. Just different things that really symbolize the Sicilians, their struggle, you know, in that time, and then kind of the plentiful nature of spring and the bounty of ingredients that are in season.
At the Lost Love Lounge, the whole stage in the back room becomes the altar. Scaramuza covers his altar in Italian and Sicilian flags, along with candles, food, flowers, statues, pictures, and of course, the main staple of St. Joseph's Day, the fava bean. Back during the famine in Sicily so many years ago, the fava bean was one of the few crops that survived the drought.
And you take them home and they're kind of the sign, the symbol of these altars and of the St. Joseph's Day feast.
Chef Carl again.
And you carry one around, and it's supposed to be kind of good luck and good fortune for anyone who carries it. So,
Chef Carl says he's getting much of the ingredients locally, from Rouse's and the Italian-American Cultural Center that literally abuts the hotel. Likewise, Scaramuza is staying very close to home for his St. Joseph's Day feast.
Plus, I have a whole bunch of Sicilian ladies, my mother, and some other people who cook traditional dishes like Milanese, baked fish, cookies, all kind of pastas, lots of salads and dates and fruit and other sorts of vegetables.
Scaramuza calls St. Joseph's Day the happiest, most laid-back day at the bar each year.
You know, having grown up in this neighborhood, there's not a lot of us left. And most of us are really old. And you would be shocked at the number of older folks who come out of the woodworks that you don't even realize live here anymore. And it's a big thing for them early in the day. And just the different type of people that are in here, it's unbelievable and it's fantastic.
For Scaramuza, Chef Carl, and others assembling an altar this week, this tradition seems to be above all about the sense of community St. Joseph's Day still inspires. For WWNO, I'm Brian Friedman.